Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
At the 2018 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, we are checking out the latest in everything home and home improvement. Everything that you would find in a home center or hardware store is here in Las Vegas, along with the manufacturers behind a lot of very fine products. And one name that I've known since I was able to hold a tool was Channel Lock.
Oh, seriously. I mean, it's been around forever.
And I'm pretty sure I have my dad's channel locks still in my toolbox because they never wear out. And that's not by accident. That's because of the good work of the folks behind the Channel Lock brand. With us to talk about that is Ryan D. Arment. He's Channel Lock's Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
I think my dad used to call them water pump pliers. Is that what they call them still?
Yeah, water pump pliers is one of the terms we use for tongue and groove channel lock pliers.
Yep.
It comes from the old automotive industry. The water pump in an old automobile used to leak a lot, so the tool was actually designed to go in there.
Oh, so that's the history of that name. That's interesting. Well, that's great. So what are you guys bringing out this year?
Well, this year we've got a new forged wire stripper. It's the 968.
Mm-hmm.
It's forged from 1080 high carbon steel, U.S. steel, that has all the key sets from 10 to 16 gauge wire. It's got an extended wire shear for your larger Romex cables, an XLT joint, which is a offset smaller rivet, which gives you a higher leverage. So the ease of cuts makes it a lot easier to cut some of those heavier gauges.
And the wire snippers is a tool that, you know, there's so many different wire snippers out there, and 99% of them are hard to use and dangerous.
Yeah, most wire strippers are just a piece of sheet metal that's been stamped out.
And folded with a very weak hinge that sometimes flops.
And you have to very precisely grip that wire, turn it around, and then slide off the coating, which if you squeeze too much, it's gone, it's done.
Right.
And you're like, oh, it's so close.
Or you end up just taking a few strands of the copper with
it,
which is not good.
Or nicking the solid copper wire, too.
Exactly, yeah. So this is a beautiful tool. I'm holding it in my hands, and it does feel like a needle-nose pliers, I would say.
Mm-hmm. But it looks very much like
with a very handsome grip, easy to hold, and you can tell that the quality of the steel is great. And when I close it, I can clearly see the different size wire, and I'd be very confident that as long as I know I'm dealing with number 12 wire, then I'm not going to pull too much or too little of what I need of that insulation.
Yeah, it's a great new tool.
Yeah, that's great. What else you got?
Hitting the market later this year will be a line of insulated tools. So these are 1,000-volt rated. They're 100% tested.
I don't want to be near 1,000 volts.
No.
No, but electricians are. I mean, on a daily basis.
But if I had to be, I guess I'd be glad to have this tool in my hands.
Yeah, it's one of those things. If I'm working electricity, I shut the whole house down.
Right.
I don't mess with the circuit breaker because mine's not really labeled.
Projects that you can die at, you got to leave those to the pros or really take every precaution.
Exactly.
Here's a question. I mean, pretty much every tool today has some sort of insulated handle. How do you tell if the insulated handle is really rated to be working with live electricity like that? And I noticed yours has an interesting marking system on it, but I guess that's not industry-wide.
Yeah, the double triangle symbol you see there is kind of an industry symbol for insulated tools. And, the misnomer is that usually the dip grip style tool, that's not insulated. That's not any kind of rating protection for anyone.
And when you say the dip grip,
that's just a grip protection.
The traditional
very
grip
thin,
you'd see,
like
the
vinyl
thin
coating.
Vinyl coated.
Right, okay.
Yeah, those are not insulated, and a lot of people think they are.
Yeah. Well, and also, your hand, you're working in a hot day like today, you're going to perspire. Mm-hmm. You want to be very careful because even that liquid could bridge the gap.
Right, and that's why these insulated ones have a much broader shoulder across the top of the grip.
So you can't slip off.
So you don't slip up above, your finger doesn't touch the metal while you're working, or that arc is kind of stopped from jumping from the steel to your hand.
Yeah. We always admire the fact that no matter what the tool, there's always a way to make it better. And I think this is a great example of that. These finger stops, as you say, no matter how much perspiration is going on, you can really grip this tool and you're not going to slide forward and contact the metal.
Yeah, we like to think, our innovation comes with the way we make the tools. We don't market innovation, so we don't call out features. What we do is we laser heat treat our cutting edges so that they last longer. We use a higher grade steel. We forge. It's all about efficiencies and getting that value to the consumer.
Yeah.
That's what our innovation is, and that's really hard to market and sell in retail locations.
Right, and especially people have your tools for a lifetime.
Exactly.
So
they're not wearing out. You're not going to sell two of something to somebody because these tools don't wear out.
Right.
Not under the normal circumstances.
The normal homeowner, a good pair of pliers will last generations.
Even a pro. I don't see it happening. Like I said, I got a pair of channel locks in my box now that are probably, 70 years old.
I mean, 22. I truly have my dad's diagonal cutters, and they're the blue handle channel lock.
Right.
Now, this is a side snips, a diagonal cutter, correct?
Right. That's actually a new center cut.
I mean, this is interesting. If you're looking at the head on it, it's got two sides to cut from. It just looks completely different.
Yeah. So what that's for is when you're cutting some of the heavier metals, like a 16 penny nail, a lot of cutting edges, that cutting edge will chip. It will meld or bend around the material. Where this has a lot more structure behind that cutting edge, so it will cut that heavier, harder material without deforming.
Now, what about sheet metal snips?
Yeah, we have launched a USA-manufactured brand of snips. They're really high quality. They're forged heads. They're tool steel pinned hinges.
I noticed this one has an offset head.
Yeah, we have a...
Because when you cut sheet metal, if anyone's ever cut sheet metal or flashing, after you get to the length of the blade, you have to keep the metal away from your hand because it kind of rubs over the top of your hand and it scrapes you or cuts you. With that offset head, that makes it a lot easier to stay away from the cut edge.
Exactly. We've got straight, we've got offset. We even have the bulldog upright style, which if you're cutting overhead into like cutting a hole into for a vent.
Almost like a 90 degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're actually serrated jaws so that when you're cutting, it grips the material pretty well. It doesn't slide out. Really great, high-quality, American-made stuff.
And so you have an offset left. Is there an offset right? Like, you can truly get that customized. That's amazing with the tinsel.
Yeah, and that has to deal more with where the material is being deflected as you cut it. So when you're not cutting, and the material is being forced into your hand.
We're talking to Ryan DeArment. He's Channelox Vice President of Sales and Marketing. And, Ryan, I know that you guys are now supporting the Young Retailer of the Year Awards here at NHS, helping to make sure that we have retailers that are continuing to grow in this business.
Absolutely. Yeah, we attended the ceremony Monday night. It was a great opportunity to really get an idea of what these young retailers are facing. You know, a lot of these independent hardware stores are run by family businesses, and as the kids are taking over, you have to recognize the ones that are really accomplishing some great new ideas and working on things that are changing the industry, because whether it's the trades or manufacturing or retail, you know, the kids today aren't running to these channels.
Right.
You know, so we need people to fill with that massive amount of generation that's retiring.
Yep.
You know, if we want to have hardware stores in our small towns and knowledgeable staff, we have to have the people to step up and
take those positions.
Take those positions, exactly.
And before we let you go, I also want to recognize your work with Homes for Our Troops, an amazing charity, building homes for our veterans that need them. And you guys have stepped up and are supporting that organization. Have you worked on some projects?
Yeah, we finished a landscaping project out in Manatee, California a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It truly is amazing to see what this group does. I mean, they build a home from scratch. They don't find a home for a veteran. They pick a veteran. They find out where they want to live. They go find land. They build a house from scratch that is completely designed around what their needs are, because a lot of them are amputees.
Right.
They're severely wounded veterans from post 9/11 conflicts. And they're just talking with these veterans about the removal of that stress of not being able to have to climb stairs or not being able to cross their child's bedroom to tuck them in at night and things like that, to have the wider door jams and the bathrooms built so that they can remove that barrier that they have in their lives and move on. And it's really an amazing culture.
Thank you for your service to our veterans. Ryan DeArment, Channelox Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Great work on behalf of the industry and also on behalf of all of the home improvers out there that have been relying on your tools for decades. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ryan.
It. Thank you.
And if you'd like to check out Channelox's latest products, head on over to channellock.com. That's channellock.com. You live in a Money Pit.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.